Testing, testing.
We shouldn't say testicles. Testicles, testicles, testicles.
Cinnamon
one.
Bun, cinnamon bun,
cinnamon buns. Mm-hmm. Sophia Vergara.
That was like that's always been my test word. Has always been cinnamon bun. I don't know why. Cinnamon buns.
Syphilis, syphilis. I would say syphilis, or then I say sibilance, sibilance, sibilance.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
What, you've lost all track of time already? You must be on some good drugs. Goodbye. We called him, so maybe he'll wake up. And so here we go. It's the Off-Air Podcast with Randy and...
Ray, what's up?
And, well, he's not here. Chad, I'm trying to point at the phone, but Chad was supposed to call in, but he must be on some good drugs right now. So maybe sometime during the show he will call in.
I really wanted to know about this whole sabbatical story that Randy and Chad have been telling me about.
Oh, well, Chad's off for a couple weeks because he had to have surgery on his arm. So he had surgery last Thursday, and he called me at 4 o'clock in the afternoon to tell me he was alive and that he made it through. And I was like, was there any questions you were going to make it through? So he made it through. Everything was good. And I talked to him, you and I talked to him the other day to set up a time for the podcast, and he was all for it.
I know. I'm like, he's being fashionably late, as he always is.
But he's also got some Norco, I think, and some other stuff to keep him.
That's what I wanted him on the podcast for, because I wanted to hear the drugged out Chad.
The good drugs that he has, yeah. Well, we tested something the other day. I was like, oh, maybe you can zoom in. And I said, are you decent? And he's like, define decent.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to know about this. Well, he goes commando all the time. I do know that.
How do you know that?
Because only because he tells me, because we've had a full discussion on this years before you even came into the picture, Ray.
Oh, man.
I was like, dude, why do you go commando? He's like, because underwear is restrictive. I'm like, uh-huh.
Why does he go commando? I like how we're talking about this when he's not here. It's like, does he go commando like all the time, or is he?
Ray, I don't know.
I have questions here.
I don't. We'll start writing them down, Ray. Now that we've, I didn't know that you didn't know about this. But
no,
yes,
I did not know
yes,
that.
Chad goes commando most of the time, from what I understand.
Oh God.
Like I said, I don't know. It's not like I was like, well, show me. No, I didn't.
We want proof.
I didn't do that. No. He just said, I go commando most of the time. So I just took his word for it, Ray. I'm taking his word for it. I did not want to see any examples.
Oh, God. I wanted to know what he'd probably be doing now that the Facebook was down for a cool minute. I know that everyone was kind of like freaking out that the world was ending almost.
I know. And it was like, it was just for a second. It wasn't that long. I like got up this morning and was like, oh, Facebook's not working. That's weird. Okay, I'll take a shower. And then I took a shower and I was like, oh, Facebook's still not working. Oh, all right, well, go to Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram seems to be okay. All right, I'll just play on Instagram for a while.
Until also Instagram decided to go down. It went down in strides. It was like, it was Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp. And then everyone started panicking. And then all of a sudden, everyone was on Twitter. Everyone was on Snapchat.
Now, if it was like 2 or 3 days and I'd feel guilty that I was on Instagram too much and not on Facebook. But then, that would jump over to TikTok and be on TikTok for the rest of the time.
Yeah, that's what I was messaging people on was on TikTok. Because a lot of my friends, they all use Messenger on Facebook. Like the majority of them still use Messenger. And so I couldn't get a hold of anybody this morning. So I was using TikTok as an alternative because I refused to use Snapchat for some reason. I just... I kind of gave up on Snapchat a long time ago. But then I also looked into that Snapchat and... And Twitter stocks have went up today, just today alone.
Interesting. There's only a few people that will communicate with me through Snapchat only. Snapchat only, Ray.
Why?
I don't know.
I thought it was a dead platform for a long time, and it's still kind of still like I don't. Those secret messages, man, they just like to send out those messages privately and then they just disappear after 24 hours or whatever.
Yeah, and they're not crazy messages like Chad is going commando. It's nothing like that. It's just like, hey, what are you giving away this week? just crazy messages like that. It's like, well, you have to listen to find out. You know, that's all it is.
I kind of dislike those kind of messages that I get. Yo, Ray, so what's what you got for free this
week? What you got for free this week? Well, you got to listen to find out what I got for free this
week.
Yeah. That is the answer.
Oh, man.
I'm really bummed that Chad is not calling and he's on some good drugs right now.
I just hope he listens to this episode and be like, what are they talking about? Why do they know that I'm not in my nowhere underwear on the daily basis now?
Yeah, well, you know, that's okay. Don't worry. Next week he'll be alive and he will be around to defend himself. Let's get to the important topic. So why do you have flowers on your headphones?
Why not? Is the real question. You never noticed those?
No, I've never.
I think every person has asked me about those.
No.
I want to give a shout out to Wicked Cushions. They're the company that do that. But yeah, I've had those.
Nice.
I've had those headphones for a while, and then the leather cuffs started to peel off, and so I just had them replaced. These are the second headphones that I've had replaced.
Like these?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just over time, they just peel off, and I had these ones done, and then I had my Beats headphones, also their cuffs replaced by the same company and same design.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. There was different types of designs. I just kind of like this one because I'm an aesthetics type of guy, and so
everything has to look pretty for you. I know. Yes, Ray.
Exactly.
All gotta look pretty.
So yeah. I have a question for you, Randy.
Yes.
So
I know. I'm the only one here.
So everyone knows that I don't live here in town, and I commute almost every day.
Well, if they didn't, they do now.
Yes, I commute about an hour almost every day. So I've been looking for a place around town, and places here are not cheap. I think a lot of people who invite Celia know that. A lot of places here are not cheap at all.
I can tell you that.
So I found a room for rent in a very interesting, nice little spot here in Visalia. But it's not a room. It's a camper trailer.
A camper trailer.
Yeah, just parked in someone's front yard or someone's front
driveway. Did you look at it?
I saw pictures of it. I haven't went up in person and looked at it.
Is it like a fifth wheel? If it's like a fifth wheel, you know what a fifth wheel is, right?
Yeah.
So if it's like a fifth wheel, okay. If it's a camper, just like a camper that's on the back of a truck, I say run away, especially if they want like $800 or something like that, Ray.
Yeah, they're asking $950 a month, but it looks like this. I can show you a picture.
Oh, that's like a fifth wheel. That's not bad. How much are they asking?
$950.
Yeah, it's got a bathroom and it's got beds and stuff. It's a camper trailer though. So does that mean on the weekends that they're going to like take it away from you because they want to go up to the hills?
Yeah, that's the one thing I was looking into. I like the idea just because I also like the idea of being able, but if it was like my own camper trailer, I would be parking that place everywhere around town, not just.
Yeah. So you could easily get a trailer like that and you could park it on like a mobile home site and pay the rent there.
Yeah.
So if you bought one, say you bought a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And you put some money down on it, and then you paid so much a month on it, and then you paid rent at a mobile home park, you could probably do that.
I've been really thinking about it a lot because I've been watching all the van people lately, that van life culture on YouTube,
uh-huh.
And I just kind of fell down that rabbit hole of just like wanting to buy my own little camper van because my parents used to have a camper van, a really nice old school camper van. If I had it to this day, I'd be in the parking lot right now here at the station just parked.
Oh, well, going like Facebook Marketplace, even Chad says don't do it because it's all fake. Not all of it is fake.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is, though. But I saw some stuff on Facebook Marketplace where you could get some RVs. They're older, sure. Sure, they're older. Mm-hmm. But there was one that was in good shape. It was like $8,000.
You could retrofit it.
There's like, $3,000. And you could put new stuff in it. Like you said, you can just make it look good and park where you want. The other thing is the Tiny House Nation.
Yes.
Tiny House Nation I've been watching that. I mean, I so want a tiny house, but I know I can't live in one because, one, I'm a big guy. Two, I have a lot of crap.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no way that I could be in a tiny house. But it'd be like a tiny house would be great to have like at the river or someplace for the weekend. A weekend tiny house. Oh. That would be great. I think it would be great. Have a weekend tiny house someplace.
The only problem with that, though, is you have to buy the land. You have to pay for the plot to put it in.
Not necessarily. You could rent the land and then just enroll the tiny house. That's the beauty of the tiny house, is that you can put it on a trailer and just roll it up.
Yeah.
Basically a mobile home, right?
Yeah. Because the more I've been thinking about it, the more like small space that I needed. Because when I was staying in London, I had a very tiny studio apartment, and it was probably the size of this actual studio, in this studio room right now as we live in. Just one little extra room just for the bathroom. That's it. Bathroom, shower, everything else.
Well, that's bigger than a jail cell, so that's all right.
It was a roof over my head, and so I was more than happy to be there. And so ever since, I've been kind of trying to find something that's a little bit similar. But studios are kind of rare in this town. I don't know if you've kind of noticed that, but...
Yeah, the rent is skyrocketed over the last couple of years. Skyrocketed.
What was the last time you paid for an apartment, Randy? How much were you paying?
Well, I had a duplex.
Ah, see?
I had a duplex in Visalia that I paid rent on for years. And the last time I had paid the rent on that, it was only $650. And they kicked us out. And they kicked us out because they said they wanted to upgrade the duplex.
Uh-huh.
So they kicked us out, which was great for us because we were just like, we went freaking crazy and we bought a house, and it was great because we needed to buy a house anyway. But I'm a procrastinator. So we just waited. Anyway, they threw us out. And so what they did was they went back in. They put new flooring in, which it needed. Mm-hmm. They put a new stove in, which it needed. They put they painted. And that was it. And they rented it out for $1,200.
Doubled it.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That was the only reason they got rid of us, is because they wanted to go up to $1,200. Now it's like 16 or no, 14. It's like $1,400 now.
Yeah.
Because I ordered something and I forgot I had my old address on there. So I was like, oh my God, I got to go pick this thing up. So I went over and knocked on the door. I'm like, I used to live here. And they're like, yes, you've got that. We didn't know what to do with the package. I'm like, yeah, hey, that's great. Hey, look, you guys mind if I come in? I used to live here. And they're like, oh yeah, sure. So flooring. And it's like, oh yeah, oh yeah. And they painted, there's a new stove. Everything else is the same though. How much you guys pay? And you're like, $1,400 a month. I was like, oh my God. You know, 2 years ago, I was paying $650 a month here. They were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And now everything is like double and triple.
Yeah. My folks were ranting to me about how much they were paying. They were paying like $250, $300 a month for our current house that they live in now.
Wow.
And I'm like, man, I was just.
Wouldn't that be great to have, to make the money that you make now and pay $200 for rent? That's what I think about that all the time. Because we paid like $650 and then. I think we paid like $450 and $550 seemed to be like the ongoing there for years and years and years. But yeah, but to rent something for like $1,200, $1,400, $1,500, $2,600 a month for a nice house, you have to have like, you know, roommates.
But that, or you and your significant other are extremely successful. Well, not extremely successful, just somewhat successful in their career field.
Well, you have to make at least three times the amount, unless it's changed. I don't think it has. So it's crazy, right? So that fifth wheel, not looking too bad for how much?
For $950 a month, yeah.
Still a little steep, though. Little steep.
It is a camper trip. But the only thing I want to know is, will they contribute to the water and electricity for that place?
Well, the water should be hooked up to their house.
Yeah.
And electricity should be hooked up to their house. And the only thing you have to worry about is the toilet.
Yeah, what kind of toilet's in that trailer?
Well, it's probably one you have to dump every now and then.
Probably.
So
only for emergencies. I might have to go get that Planet Fitness membership just so I can go use their
facilities. They're probably Airbnb in it right now.
Probably.
Because a lot of people do that. They're Airbnb in their mobile homes. Yes, that's what they're doing. So hey, it's what's going on. I'm just telling you. Wow, that was a quick That was a quick podcast, Ray.
Are we already? Did we already go through the entire time?
We're like 18 minutes in.
Wow. Well, well, you did leave it on for a while.
I did. So keep talking.
So I was gonna let you know that. Well, I think I told you this, that I tried the Cheeza. I think we talked about this last week.
You did. I saw the commercial, and it looks really good. I saw pictures of it. It looks really good. It looks good. Anything with pepperonis on it, that's good.
Yeah, I tried it. It was really good. I posted it on TikTok and Instagram, and I got a response from the Colonel. The Colonel responded.
The Colonel himself responded?
Yes, from the grave on through via TikTok.
Colonel's got his own TikTok.
So I posted the video on TikTok, and I made a comment saying that kind of tastes like chicken parm, which that's kind of like what everyone's referencing, and it does taste like that.
Should chicken parm. Should, yeah. I mean, it's the best.
He responded. The Colonel himself responded saying, good thing it's not chicken parm.
You have to say it in the Colonel voice. So, good thing it's not chicken parm.
It's not chicken parm.
That's right. So but it was good though.
It was really good.
But it tasted like chicken parm.
It's just fried chicken with mozzarella sauce, cheese, and pepperonis. That's it. That's if you want to make it at home. I mean, I was just saying you could probably.
It's all you really want. And yeah, that's a TikTok hack right there.
You're giving me ideas, Randy. Maybe I should try to do something like that.
Not gonna play video games on TikTok tonight. You're gonna make your own KFC gourmet specialty.
Oh my god, I don't even want to get into that. I've been having some problems with that lately. But
follow Ray on TikTok. He'll play video games all night, and you can watch the hacks.
And then I'm also going to start trying to see if I can do my my vending machine venture pretty soon. I've been looking more and more. I want to experiment with the radio station in a couple days, possibly. I got something made up at home.
So you're going to try the good faith system? We've talked about this, Ray.
I'm going to have it monitored, though. We're going to try the good faith system, but it's going to be monitored so we could put people on blast if they decide to.
You're going to put a Blink camera on it or something?
Again, I don't know where my father acquires these kind of things, but I do have a mini camera that I can install onto the thing.
I don't know where my father acquired these kind of things. Yeah. So there's a mini camera attached to it?
Yes, or it's going to be. I haven't attached it yet.
You know, I think all you have to do is put a camera and just have the wire like tucked under the box or something, and people would be like, oh, Ray's got a camera on this thing.
Yes.
And not even have it hooked up. That might bring the faith back a little bit.
Well, it's the cool thing is it's just a little tiny little brick. It looks like a little charging brick. It's blue. It's a little charging. Looks like a little charging brick with the little lens on it.
Yeah.
And it's motion sensor. So every time something moves, it turns on. And when it doesn't, when nothing's moving, it turns back off. So it's made for like to be a stealth camera.
Oh. Yeah. You can go to Harbor Freight and get one of those.
Yeah.
Little red light turns on, little red light turns off.
That's the problem with this one. This one does not have a red light. Oh. So it makes it completely stealthy and also very problematic if it gets into the wrong hands of the wrong people.
Do what you will, Ray. Do what you will. You've been warned. That's all I'm saying. You could report back, though.
Yes, I will.
Chad's not here to steal any of it, though, so...
By the way, have you been getting into his snack drawer? I've been noticing some of his snacks have been going missing.
I took one snack. He had like this orange cake with some chocolate over the top of it.
I'm going to take one because I was like, who else is taking any stuff? Because I want to know before I decide to put my grummy little hands into his little snack box.
Yeah, it's the only thing that I saw that was on top the other day. Mm. And I was out of snacks. I've revitalized my snack drawer, so I'm good again.
That Dollar Tree trip is definitely necessary for me too.
Yep, had to go on Sunday to the $1.29 store and re-up it. So I'm good there. But you know, that doesn't mean that if I'm on this side of the building that I won't slide by there and see what he got. Hey, he left it in there. He's got sodas in there too.
Yes, I did.
It should be nice, ice cold now.
Chad, we're just letting you know, just because you're not here, we're going to take full advantage of your snack drawer and stuff, so just warning you.
Oh, he knows. He knows. That's okay. The bill will show up. He's probably got cameras on his desk.
Probably, yeah. See, there you go, Chad. There's another idea for you. We're just talking while you're in the ether of this room.
Man, I cannot believe that he didn't call.
And watch, sucks. He's gonna call in a few minutes. Watch, and he's gonna be like, "Oh, so are we still doing this, guys?"
Yeah. What's going on? Huh? What? Oh. it's just a stupid podcast anyway. I'm like, no. No, it's nothing stupid about it. No, I don't think so. So Ray and I had to do this on our own this time, but hopefully next time we'll get Chad in on it. If we can get him away from his Norco or his schedule.
Out of bed and hopefully convince him to put some pants on.
Yes, yes, hopefully. Or at least on the phone. Yeah, at least on the phone, that'd be good. So like, follow, and subscribe.